Blake Arrington, Jacksonville's country, 99.1 QIK, 608, 73, and it's heading up to 92 with more rain.
It's early.
And coming up in a few minutes, the bucket list. We got to revisit that because I got to start picking a winner.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about
it's
that coming
time.
Up. Yep.
Do we have to go with you?
You don't, whatever. We'll talk about it in about 10 minutes.
I got to know this stuff.
The big story, I can't even.
It is really tough to say the word courthouse without giggling now, isn't it?
How do you even do this?
This is going to be in history books. Now, aren't you writing a book, John?
Yeah, I am. Pop culture history.
You have a little chapter
in the history books, it's got to be over before it goes in a book.
That's right. It's current. Still current event.
You're assuming that this story's going to end sometime.
You know, people are throwing rocks at the courthouse now. I saw it on TV last night, and those windows actually broke out of this beautiful new building.
What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
I tell you what, Judge... State's attorney, Angela Corey's beside herself.
Oh, man.
And they can't figure out who actually made the decision. Now, the building inspector signed off on it, but somebody had to give him the okay to sign off.
Right.
How can they not know who did it? That's like us in here. We know who does what.
Exactly.
How does anybody sign anything without having crucial fire inspections done? And it has failed 10 tests.
0 for 10.
10 fire tests. It has failed.
They don't even know when they're going to do the next one.
Before? Yeah, they don't even know when they're going to. So they're back to the old courthouse indefinitely.
You know what? They got rats in there. I got to think about this.
They got it cleaned up.
Yeah, sure they did.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
They said the building was ready to be open, too. You can't believe nothing you hear now, but if I was anybody, I'd be afraid to go to that place.
Well, they said they got it cleaned up.
Well, what they all do is throw a bunch of rat snakes in there, and then they get rid of the rats, and then you got snakes.
Then you got
snakes. I'm sure the rats are gone.
Sure.
Don't scare the people.
Or cats. Cats would be better.
Don't scare them. They said
I ain't got to scare them. They're scared already. I done heard.
Well, anyway.
I'm not going to court.
So anyway, that's going on.
Yep.
And that's just going to keep going.
Yes, it will. We always have top of the news.
Well,
we know
tell you what
we're going to talk about.
We've got a hit single about it, and I think this song's going to be around for a long time.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And in entertainment, the biggest story, which I thought was really shocking, was Sheryl Crow announcing she has a brain tumor.
That's serious.
Now, while she's saying it's benign, so she's like... Hey, no, I'm like really healthy and everything's good. And yeah, it's benign. They say that it's some kind of it's called meningioma. And they're saying that half of us are walking around with this benign brain tumor.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
So she's like, no, she's doing great. And she, you know, she's 50 years old. She was diagnosed back in November and she's just talking about it now.
Well, you know
and
what?
She's like, no, it's just very common.
I think we all go get an MRI or something because you don't know what's in there.
Exactly.
I mean, that is what she said. She said her rep said half of us are walking around with this and we don't know.
Well, hers is just big enough to get in her way of her memory or something.
So,
or what's the deal?
That might be what's wrong with you.
That's what do you mean? That's what's wrong with
me? Something wrong with you. We done established that. Here's what's going on from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center. I'm just kidding, lady. Get your hands off my neck. Nothing going on traffic-wise right now. Everything moving very, very good. If you know of anything, call me and I'll tell them.
Bring your
28th.
/619 in Jacksonville's country, 99.1 QIK. At 7:05 this morning, your next opportunity at a key the 99 days of summer. Also, 4-pack of tickets for the Suns, gift card to Whiskey River. It'll happen at 7:05 this morning with QIK. It came in from the Gulf yesterday. Got a good afternoon thunderstorm and evening showers in some areas. Keith Urban, Jacksonville's country, 99.1 QIK. Another chance of the afternoon rain popping up today with a high of 91.
Yeah, hot.
So I went off on vacation, and I guess people voted on this bucket list date situation.
Yeah, your blind date.
For me.
Based only on a bucket list.
No, yeah. She don't know their age. She don't see a picture.
I don't
nothing.
Know anything. I really don't know anything.
You know, you're really taking a risk here.
I know. And there's 5 bucket lists. So they've been on the web. And I'm just looking at the votes and seeing who's winning the voting. Because I was kind of thinking maybe I would just let it all just pick.
Just pick whoever the populace says.
Now, I had my favorite.
I don't know.
I had my pick. Is my pick
you
doing
like
good?
You like this number 4. number five, right? The one who says, spend a year in England, meet George Strait, own a horse ranch, retire early enough to enjoy it, and hike in the Rocky Mountains.
See, that sounds like a very normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not much into England or Rocky Mountains.
Well,
I don't know.
Number four doesn't have many votes. But
yeah, one of them in there wants to be...
That's number five. Number five's right up there.
One of them wants to be a cage fighter. I'm worried about that one.
Yeah, the...
List number three, wants to be a UFC fighter.
Guys are half crazy.
And he wants to go to Ireland and Nashville and backpack through Europe.
Whoa, watch out.
He also wants to meet Jessica Alba and Sandra Bullock. He wants to walk the Great Wall of China. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Visit all 50 states. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But the whole UFC fighter thing, wants to learn how to snowboard.
Snowboard, that means he's young. Or not my age, at least.
Well, you don't know that. You don't see granddad on a snowboard.